Do you promise to hear the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Let's try that again. Do you promise to hear the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Amen, brother. Good morning.
You're sitting.
You're sitting. So on Thursday morning, the kids from across the street at the Gooden School had their final Eucharist for this academic year. And during the course of the homily, the question was asked, what words would you use to describe God? And sitting right here where Carol is, right here, was Francis, a little first grader, 7 years old. And his hand went up, and he got called on, and out of his mouth, you know what he said? Amazing and magical. That's what Francis had to say about God, that he is amazing and magical. For a few minutes, I thought, you know what? And I even said this to Michael. That could be the whole sermon. God is amazing and magical. But I couldn't leave well enough alone, so, you know. Francis knew something. Francis knew the truth. And that truth came from deep down inside of him, from his gut. Francis wasn't told that. Francis wasn't intellectualizing about that. Francis just knew that. He knew the truth. We all know the truth, but lots of things get in the way of us hearing the truth. We become distracted. We become overwhelmed. It's very easy, if you look at the newspaper or turn on the news on TV, to become overwhelmed and very, very frustrated with all that's going on in the world and all that's not going on in the world that should be going on in the world. And there are times, at least for myself, that I think, you know, I would be much better off if I ran away to a monastery and hung out with the Cistercian monks and just left the world altogether. But then I was reminded that in 1968, Thomas Merton published a book called Conjections of an Innocent Bystander. And in that book, he took on that very question. He said, you know, people think it's so wonderful to be in the monastery away from the world. Well, guess what? We're not away from the world. The same stuff that's going on outside is going on inside. But there's a difference. Our consciousness is focused on God. That's the only difference. The same year, the cover of Time, yeah, I don't usually read Time magazine, but this cover kind of caught my attention, and it was from the May 11th issue. I was also surprised that it's now $5.99 a copy, but aside from that, America, 1968 crossed out, you've probably seen this, and 2015, and the subcaption reads, What has changed, and what hasn't changed. And when I think about what has changed and what hasn't changed, I think about all of the things in this world that this cover reminds me of that are still happening. That there's violence in the world, that there's starvation, that there's so much wrong going on. There's just so many things that keep us from instinctively knowing what Francis had to say, that God is awesome and magical. It's kind of hard for us to see that awesomeness and that magic in a world that wants very hard to remind us just the opposite. In a world that wants us to realize, or wants us to believe, rather, that the truth is something other than what God would want us to know. The other thing that we do as adults is we ask questions because we want to know why. Why is this happening? Why did you do that? Why is God doing what God is doing? Why is God thinking what God is thinking? Why did this happen to me? We ask God all these why questions. I don't think Francis asks God why questions. Francis just gets it. Francis hasn't forgotten it yet. But asking God why questions, to me, seems kind of pointless. For me to ask God why, way above my pay grade. It is not for me to know why. It is for me to hear the truth that the Spirit tells me deep within that I already know. It's up to me, it's up to you, it's up to all of us to not spend so much time on the questions, but to accept. The line from the gospel that really stood out for me was, "There's so much more I want to tell you, but you're not ready to hear it yet." Because the truth comes in increments, doesn't it? We learn a little and we move on. We learn a little and we move on. But that's the way that all of us learn, isn't it? We learn a little at a time. But there's some things that we don't learn. There are some things that we just know. Francis knew that. But I wonder how many of us would have instinctively just stood up and said, "Awesome and magical." Instead of asking questions, I want to put to you another way of thinking about questions. And once again, a quote from my favorite poet, German poet Rilke. But when I read this, I thought that, you know what? He's saying the same thing that the gospel said, but a little bit differently. And he says this, "Have patience with everything resolved." "Have patience with everything unresolved in your heart. And try to love the questions themselves. Don't search for the answers, which could not be given to you now, because you would not be able to live them. And the point is to live everything. Live the questions now. Perhaps then someday, in the far future, you will gradually, without even noticing it, live your way into the answer." So I leave you with three things to think about. One, what truths are you afraid to know? Secondly, do you understand what truth is? And lastly, are you ready to receive the Spirit of truth? Because I think the answer to those questions explains why my little friend Francis could stand up and without a doubt say, "God is awesome and God is magical." Amen.